This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're going to pop the hood. Standing by is Dan Watson, the CEO of thelubepage.com. And anytime throughout the broadcast, you can get a hold of Dan. And he is at 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the email, either Dan himself, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com, or you can email myself at bob@autoworldradio.com. Let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And I have interviewed just about all the classic car offerings out there, and Hagerty truly is the best company. And now that they work with local agents, there's nothing from stopping you to save some money, because that's what you're going to do and get some great protection. Well, the hoodie is open, and sliding up to the microphone is the one and only Dan Watson, the CEO of The Loop Page. We already got a phone call waiting for us, Dan. What a great way to start. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to be on with you tonight, Bob.
And absolutely.
So we got some questions to take, and maybe we get a little break here. We'll talk a little bit about some off-road racing with the Menzies Motorsports and hooking up with Amsoil. But phone calls come first, so let's get to it.
Absolutely. We go to Texas and bring forth Dan. Dan, thank you very much for joining us. How are you today?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. This is John.
Sorry, John from Texas.
It's all right. I've got a question about automatic transmission oil.
We can help you out.
Dan's been very helpful with me in the past on engine oil, and I am using his product. Very satisfied with it. I've got another one of those situations of a 2013 Ford Edge that's used for commercial purposes. It shows 133,000 miles on the odometer, idles probably 10, 15 hours a day. Now, I don't know if we have the same effect on automatic transmissions as we do with engines. I don't know what's in there and actually working when you're sitting idling. I meant to get the transmission serviced on this much sooner. It's never been done. I'd like to know what he recommends about servicing these, what fluids to use in them. My experience in the past has been that when you take a car with higher miles and flush the transmission, that all you really do is break up a bunch of loose crud that eventually, not eventually, but very quickly, seems to cause transmission problems. This transmission, I'm told, has the filter inside the transmission. The only way you can service the filter is to take the transmission out, take it apart. So what they recommend is flushing it. So what does Dan think I might do at 133,000 miles on this, and what fluid would I use?
Well, there's a couple things I would start out with, and I would ask you, you kind of do a field test on this if you can, which is you pull the dipstick out that shows the level in that transmission. And if you've got you need a really nice pure white napkin, and you let this thing make some drips, separate them apart so that they'll make individual drips, and then you look at those and you determine if the stain it makes in the white napkin is uniform. What you're looking for and don't want to see is that there's a light color stain with a dark ring around it at the edge of as far as the fluid penetrated and soaked out, because what that would indicate is that it pushed its heavy level of particulate to the outside edge of the stain, and that wouldn't be good. That'd be showing an awful lot of particulate in the transmission. But the other, believe it or not, the other straight test on transmission fluid is if you can bring it up close to your nose and smell it, because regular transmission fluid doesn't have a whole lot of smell. Really bad burnt transmission fluid will smell just like that, like almost like a burnt product of oil burning, and you can smell it and know that it's in bad shape. You're just doing that to know what you're dealing with, because after 130,000 miles and the idling that you do, it's a good question of what is the real condition of the fluid that's in the transmission. Because you're absolutely right, if the transmission fluid breaks down and produces varnish and other sediments that it would put in the transmission, when you then either put new transmission fluid in or flush, as the guys are talking about, an exchange system of putting in fluid and extracting the old fluid at the same time, when you start running the transmission with that new transmission fluid in it, you can start cleaning out all the nooks and crannies of wherever that bad deteriorated transmission fluid plated itself out or caked itself out in spots, and that can really cause some problems, because what happens is that bad stuff, if you will, varnish, ends up making its way to stick on the surfaces of the abrasive clutch discs that are supposed to come together and form a good grip and cause the shaft to turn and the transmission to work. And so you may end up with a lot of slipping if that was the case. So you're right to be concerned about that with a tremendous amount of idle time and transmission service. Now, you wonder what happens in the transmission when you're idling. Well, actually, a lot. You're not moving the gears, but the torque converter pump is working, and it's moving fluid. And in most vehicles now that have a cooler that's made as part of the bottom of the radiator, it's pumping fluid up to the bottom of the radiator and back around and back into the transmission. So it's continuing to do the one thing that hurts transmission fluid the most. It's continuing to make it hot and make it really pretty hot, because at idle, there's not a lot of air that moves over any of the components under the car, and you're depending entirely on the radiator cooler portion of the radiator that's for the transmission oil to cool the transmission. And sometimes what really happens is the transmission oil starts to try to equalize with the temperature of the radiator. That might be 200 degrees. So it may not make it all the way up to 200, but it will run at probably fairly elevated temperatures at idle, more so than it would when you're driving down the road. So it's been hot, and it's probably well beyond what was its design life, so you got to take a good look at it. Once you take a look at it, okay, all I can tell you is that if it were really smelled bad and left bad stains on a white napkin and so forth, you'd really have to consider how you would clean it up before you would continue on. Now, there are some transmission cleaners. There's one from Amsoil. It's called an engine and transmission flush. It's just designed to get all that stuff loose and going, so that when you actually drain it out, maybe you get rid of it before you come back around to try to operate the transmission. But, you know, what I would say is the fluid that's going to go in that late model Ford is going to be what they call the Mercon LV rated fluid, LV standing for low viscosity. And Amsoil makes an outstanding one in their, you know, 100% synthetic transmission fluid. It's perfect for the car. If you can check your transmission fluid and you don't have any signs to detrimental things, then you're good to go.
Hold that thought, Dan. We'll finish up on the other side of this break. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right. For life, every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We are taking your calls at 855-660-4261. We've got our go-to guy when it comes to lubrication with more than 25 years worth of experience, one of the largest Amsoil dealers in the entire North American continent. And he's answering a question from John in Texas, and it's an automatic transmission question, and sorry that hard network break came up just a little bit too fast.
Well, I was trying to put it in a nutshell, really, for John, which is that his transmission fluid, you kind of have to get an idea of what it's like, and then once you determine if the fluid's in good shape, you wouldn't be concerned about much of anything except making the change. Now, if you find the fluid appears to be have a lot of sediment in it, and that it has a bad smell to it, and it's no longer a nice pink color, but it's turned something else, then you got to start working on how you clean the transmission up and everything before you put it back in operation. But the truth is, you really need to do something if the fluid's getting really bad, because pretty soon it will really mess up the shifting characteristics of the transmission. And once it gets down into the, what they call the valve body, and the transmission can't port pressures like it's supposed to move things around, those wafer discs that are actually the abrasive clutch discs that come together don't come together with enough pressure. And when they don't come together with enough pressure, they'll start slipping, and then they'll make clutch dust, and the whole system starts to cascade into a worse condition. So it is important to get it changed. You just want to look at it and make sure that it's not real bad, because if it's real bad, then you got to think about flushing the transmission and trying to clean it up, and then when you get it as clean as you can, then coming back and completely reloading it with a new load of transmission fluid and heading down the road. But with any kind of not luck, but with good tidings, it won't be like that, and all you have to do is get enough transmission fluid to have an exchange done, because like you said, if you can't, this transmission is inaccessible to the point to where it can't drop the pan to get to the transmission filter or do those kind of things without great labor efforts, then you just have to use the exchange system that's available in a number of these transmission shops to literally purge out the fluid and put in new fluid at the same time. Is John still there?
I am, yes, sir, listening intently.
Yeah, well, I know you got a taxi, so at any moment somebody might want you to do some work if you wouldn't be able to.
No, nothing on the horizon, Dan.
Okay.
So is doing nothing the worst thing I could do?
It is, because I think you have to do something. In your line of work, it's just unacceptable for the transmission to go down hard, because that takes you off the road. You can't do any business, and probably cost you $1,500 to $2,500 to get it back on the road. So what I'm talking about is just a matter of making an evaluation of the fluid and then deciding whether it doesn't appear to have much problem and you just go ahead and change it. Or if it looks like it's got a little, then maybe what you want to do is get some of that transmission flush from Amsoil, follow the instructions on it, let it run with that, and then do the exchange that pushes everything out, and it's already done the best it can to clean the transmission, and then that stuff gets purged out and the new fluid comes in, and it takes all the stuff it cleaned with it as it's purged out.
So just sitting and idling is as hard on the transmission as it is on the engine.
Yes, in reality, here's the difference. The engine idling is hard on the oil, but it's also hard on a number of components like, the moving bearings and all of this. In the transmission, nothing's moving but fluid and the torque converter pump, okay? So, yeah, you're not forcing the clutch disc to engage or gears to move or operate, which, would be, obviously, that has a certain lifespan. You're not putting any miles on that, but you're pumping fluid at a high temperature, and the problem with that is that when the fluid runs at elevated temperature, for transmission fluids, that's always its is killer is temperature and time at the temperature, because eventually it begins to react with oxygen, and when it does, it starts making varnish or even in some cases a little bit of sludge. But since the transmission on there, I don't know what temperature, but one nice thing it has, I just looked it up, is it has a pretty good volume, 9 to 11 quarts. That's a fairly small vehicle. It's not real big, but that's a good size volume in the transmission, which is a good check to say, well, it's got good oil volume, so maybe it's lasted through this without any difficulty, because some of these transmissions that I see are down to 4, 5, 6 quarts, and that's not a lot of transmission volume. They didn't make the transmission big enough to hold that kind of volume. But in that Ford Edge, you've got, I don't know which, there's the 6-speed transmission has anywhere from 9 to 11 quarts of oil, depending upon which model it is. And that's good, because it's got fairly large volume of oil. So I think you're probably going to be okay because of the volume of oil being able to endure the, you know, the temperature and the idling situation for a longer period of time. You'll just have to look at it. Now, do this. If you really are concerned, you look at it and you can smell it, and it just doesn't look good at all, then give me a call back, and we'll see if we can, you can call me at my office number anytime, 800-370-2986. I think you have the number. You can call me, and we'll try to devise a strategy to deal with it if you think it's really deteriorated. But let's assume with that volume that you haven't reached the deterioration, and you can just do a good flush, exchange, as they call it at the place. Exchange the fluid, put new fluid in, and once you put the Amsoil in, now it's good in that application for about 100,000, maybe even 150,000 miles, but you're, again, idling all this time. And if it's possible for you to go by one of the auto parts stores and ask them for an hour meter that you just hook up to the ignition system on the vehicle when it's turned on and running, and you can mount it right under the dash or somewhere where you want it, and follow the hour schedule, because the way we convert that is 40 miles per hour is the standard. So if you have an hour that you idle, that's the same as 40 miles on the odometer. So 100 hours of time is 4,000 miles. So in fleet vehicles that do a lot of idling, it's better to do all of your maintenance based on the hour meter and forget about the odometer. Just follow the hour meter. And if you're going to change oil at 10,000 miles, that'd be 250 hours.
Let me ask you a couple of questions here. I may be getting ready to be on the move.
All right.
The smell is not bad. The color is not bad, but it's not pink. Now, that other test you recommended is something new I've never heard of, and I'll just have to look into doing that.
I think, number one, if you can't smell it, you're on good ground so far.
Give Dan a call at the office, and you can customize a solution for you. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Dan Watson from the Lou Page. This is Auto.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace, U.S. sanctions on Iran will have the intended effect.
There were a lot of experts, Chris, that said President Trump's policy wouldn't have any impact because it was just the United States and other countries weren't participating. And in fact, we have built an enormous coalition to keep this world safe and to deny Iran money.
The sanctions take effect Monday and cover Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors. They are the second batch the administration has reimposed since Trump withdrew from the landmark nuclear accord in May. There have been stories from the White House about tax reform 2.0, a 10% tax cut for U.S. middle-income earners. Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says it's not definite.
We are noodling about an additional 10% middle-class tax cut. Just noodling, yeah. Looking at different plans. We will see.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there?
Thank you very much for joining me. I'm telling you. The name of the program is Auto World. Every week at this very same time on this very same radio station. This is the time to get your oil questions asked. We've got the hood open here at Auto World, and we're finishing up a question from Tom in Atlanta. And Tom's original question was, how can AMSOIL recommend up to 25,000 miles for an oil change? And Dan Watson from thelubepage.com is giving us not just a little bit of explanation, but the real deal.
Well, Bob, I'm going to try to sum it up here I don't want to get further into the weeds on this. By the way, folks, at thelubepage.com, there's a series of magazine articles that I have written, and they go over this information in great detail. And you can see it. You can read them. One of them that's particularly good towards this is synthetic versus petroleum. Why synthetic outperforms petroleum. Now, in general, what we've got here is a base stock that if it's a high-quality synthetic that you get from AMSOIL, true chemical-based synthetic, what happens is it resists some of the things that kill oil, which is oxidation and vaporization. You get that out of the way, now we're going to worry about the additives we've put in and whether they can last or go the distance. And so what AMSOIL does is they put probably the most robust additive package you can put in an oil formulation and still have really an oil formulation without getting into something else. So enhanced anti-wear additives, the best you can buy, these oils, by their very nature, they don't require an excessive amount of what's called viscosity improvers. Viscosity improvers allow you to have multi-grade oil that goes to 5W40 or even 5W50, these kind of wide ranges. Well, a regular liquid can't do that, so you have to do certain things the way you enhance it, the way that liquid responds to temperature changes to get it to where it can be a 5W and at 212 degrees be as much as a 50 weight. So these are things you do chemically, but when you use a high-grade synthetic base stock can match up with what's called a 5W and a 30 weight with zero additive. It can do that. So you don't have to put much of these viscosity improvers in. When you really have to jack up the viscosity improvers in petroleum in order to get that oil to be able to have a span of, say, 5W40, those viscosity improvers, even though they're you know, vastly improved over what they used to be, if you're going to try to run that oil with that amount of viscosity improvers in it to go 25,000 miles, it may suffer what's called shear back and no longer be able to reach a 40 weight oil by the time it would try to get out to that distance. And so it just doesn't work. So to get these long drain interval oils, you have to have a high quality synthetic base. You have to put the right amount, sufficient amount of additives to cover antioxidant, anti-wear, anti-foaming, and your oil has to go the distance and not become acidic. You have to have a high enough total base number. So this is how you formulate this oil, and it's not magic. Really, it's just straight chemistry and understanding of oil. And so Anvil started this in 1971 with the 25,000-mile oil. They're still selling 25,000-mile oils in 2018. It would occur to most people that if what you said wasn't true and wouldn't work, you wouldn't have gone from a 500-square-foot facility to a 1-million-square-foot facility if what you did didn't work. It's worked. It's proven to work. The company's success has been just outrageous. And other companies have now begun to try to follow suit and catch up in the synthetic world, because synthetic oils are the future. They're here. They're not going away. They are the future of lubrication. You go buy a Toyota, it's bumper to bumper synthetic, has been for the last 5 years. Nothing's going to change. They're all heading towards that because they want thinner oil in higher powered engines. You can't do it with simple petroleum. That's like asking yourself to use a cotton line to catch 200-pound fish. You can't do it. You got to move on and use what works and what's been manufactured by the chemists and the people that work in this direction. So I hope that answers Tom's question. Listen, really, folks, if you're listening to this broadcast, go to thelubepage.com. These things are written out, and most people tell me I wrote them in such a way that the layman can understand them, and I didn't go into, you know, lots of any kind of chemical formulas and all this stuff. So you'll find really good information that you can understand at the Lube page, and begin to understand this whole regimen of oil and lubrication. It's a fascinating part of the industry, but understanding it from a layman's point of view is not that difficult. Just go read those articles. I think you're going to really find that they'll give you some inside information. So, Bob, what's our next question?
Our next question comes from WCCM in Salem, Massachusetts. If petroleum oil is highly refined and has the correct additives, why can't you extend the oil change to as long as the synthetic oil? So it ties into the previous
question. And I could be like one of those guys, you know, that used to be on Seinfeld or something. I could say ditto, you know, because we just really answered that question. I didn't realize that, but the whole thing, when you have petroleum engine oils, they're fine for the limits that they have. They just can do the best they can under the limits that they have. And what we're forcing this whole lubrication regimen into with our modern cars, we want to use thinner oil and we want to go to higher temperatures. That's like the perfect storm to destroy most petroleum oil. So we have to figure out how we're going to do this. And, well, how we do it is we save ourselves with high-quality synthetics so that we can go thinner. And as we talked in a previous show, you know, they got 0W16 coming over from Japan now. Any 0W16 has to be really high-quality synthetic or else it's just never going to make the grade. And they know that. So pushing everything towards synthetic engine oils with low drag, high fuel economy, excellent protection, and you can only achieve that with thin oils, with good synthetic base stock. So we'll just move on to question number four.
And question number four comes from our great affiliate in Lakeland, Florida. I have a question here from Manny. I have a 2003 Ford Powerstroke diesel and a 2017 Ford Powerstroke diesel. Can I run the same diesel oil in both?
That's a good question. And this is, you know, this whole diesel community, since 2000, we've just been going in a lot of directions because they're being kind of beat up from the EPA and, you know, pollution controls because diesels, even if you took everything and didn't worry about it except for they produce very fine soot that can go into the air, and that soot is one of the things that over the years the medical community tells us that it really messes up people with asthma and other breathing difficulties. This very, very fine soot can get lodged in the lungs of people. So a number of years ago, about 2007 approximately, the diesel manufacturers were required by regulation to put some type of soot filter in the exhaust system. So they put in a what we refer to as a DPF, a diesel particulate filter in the exhaust system. Now that seems like a pretty straightforward thing, but folks, if you think about that, it, well, I hear the music again, so why start until we come back?
That's right. It only makes sense. More with Dan Watson. Don't forget, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Check out his YouTube videos as well. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns with a set in pace? That story's true. I'm here to say I was driving
that Auto World,
race.
As we do each and every week in this hour, where we've opened the hood and we've invited our go-to guy, Dan Watson, CEO of thelubepage.com, to give us some tips and to tell all of us, because I learn some from Dan every week, about oil and about AMSOIL. And right now we're talking about a listener in Florida with a 2003 Ford Power Stroke Diesel and a 2017 Ford Power Stroke Diesel. And he wants to know, can he run the same diesel oil in both? Ford is actually going to come out with a V6 diesel for 2018 as well. So there'll be even more in the mix.
Yeah, that's beautiful music to my ears. I'm a real diesel guy looking at the performance of diesels and how well they do, especially turbo diesels. And when you get down to small turbo diesels, I know, even though Volkswagen, shot themselves in the foot with some of their shenanigans, but still, you drive around in a Volkswagen turbo diesel and you get anywhere, depending upon the vehicle, and how you drive it, from, say, 42 to 48 miles per gallon. And anybody that has one of those little cars will tell you that when you step on it and the turbo kicks in, you think you got yourself a little rocket there. It takes off. So diesel engines are powerful. They utilize the fuel to a greater extent. There's more actual energy density within diesel than there is in gasoline, so you can extract a little more energy out of it. And due to the high compression in the engines, you get more power and you get great low-end torque in diesel engines. So they're a terrific engine. I think that where they really missed the grade is they wanted to make a real true hybrid, put a small turbo diesel in a hybrid with an electric hybrid system and see if you can't stretch yourself out to 100 miles per gallon without much trouble. But anyway, I'm off the subject here. Talking about these two Ford Power Strokes, the first one in 2003 did not have a diesel particulate filter. 2007, they started putting the diesel particulate filter in the exhaust. Well, I can put this fine filter in the exhaust. Anybody can imagine you can put the filter in an air duct. Okay? Think of your air conditioning unit at home. Put the filter in, you run it so long it gets clogged up. What do? You go in, you take that filter out, throw it away, and you put another one up. Well, that's not practical with a diesel particulate filter. It's a welded-in portion of your exhaust.
Sure.
So the question was, how am I going to clean all this carbon out of this filter that I've collected, this fine soot that I've collected on the substrate in this filter? How am I going to clean this stuff out? Well, they figured out that you can actually burn that carbon up, okay? But you're going to have to create basically a fire inside this diesel particulate filter that burns all this residual carbon out and gives you a clean filter to start over again. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, I got something to do it with. I already have a tank full of diesel. How can I put some diesel in that filter so that it will basically catch on fire and burn up all of that fine soot, give me a clean start, and we'll go again? That's called a regeneration cycle when that's done. So in that older vehicle, that 2003, none of this had to take place. But in the newer vehicle, we got very sophisticated about how we do it. And so this exhaust change in this diesel exhaust system created in 2007 that I needed to reformulate the oil to be different, because I'm going to ask the oil to absorb a lot of soot, and that oil is going to have to actually perform in a lot of areas at a higher level than it did for the 2003 vehicle. So we came out with a revision, and it was called CJ4 instead of CI4 Plus, which was in the 2003. So we had a modification, and we went a few years, and then we modified the exhaust again. And we put this urea tank in the exhaust. Okay, folks out there, I know it aggravates you if you have a urea tank. I got to buy this stuff, got to pour it in the urea tank. You pat that urea tank on your diesel and say thank you very much, because it has changed the way we get that diesel back in. Well, not in all of them. In some, it changed the way they put the diesel back. But what it did mostly was it reduced the amount of exhaust gas recirculation in that diesel engine, which is just choking it down. So if you have a urea tank, the EGR has been really lowered. Your engine can run now with more power, more efficiency, and greater fuel economy than the ones that didn't have, that had a DPF but did not have a urea tank. You guys out there with the diesels, you know what I'm talking about here. You understand this lingo. It's a little bit complex for other people. But in 2017, came out with the next version of diesel oil, which is called CK4. Now, the CK4 made some improvements from the CJ4 to make a better formula to deal with all these exhaust situations in these diesel engines, okay? So, CK4 is the current rating, and that CK4 is backward compatible. It will, in fact, substitute for the CI4 Plus that you used in the 2003. Now, that being said, if you have a 2003 Power Stroke, and you can still get genuine CI4 Plus rated oil that does not carry either CJ4 or CK4, that's what I would recommend to you if it were my 2003 Power Stroke. And why? Because that oil that was made for the 2003, the CI4 Plus heavy-duty diesel oil, has a larger or greater amount of zinc and phosphorus in it than the newer ones. Because, see, in 2007, they also put catalytic converters in. So we now have a particulate filter, a catalytic converter, and a urea reaction tank in what they call the SCR exhaust systems on these trucks. See, stuff has gotten so complicated. But that older truck didn't have any of that. So the CI4 Plus was a very heavy-duty, highly additized engine oil made for those applications. And so in the AMSO world, we continue to sell an oil that many, many diesel owners are familiar with. It's called AMSO's Heavy Duty Diesel and Marine Engine Oil. And it is a CI4 Plus Heavy Duty Fleet Quality Oil. It's rated as a marine engine oil because it has actual chemical rust inhibitor to make it better at rust control than the average oil. So we still sell that, because people still demand it, and they buy tons of it. But if you go out to the auto parts store and you look for a CI4 Plus oil, what you're going to find is that it's going to list CI4 Plus, CJ4, and CK4, and it's going to say that, those are all met by that requirement. Now, what you need to understand is that both the CJ4 and the CK4 have limits on the amount of zinc and phosphorus they can have in those oils in order to protect from any carryover that could damage the catalytic converter. So if you run that in your older engine, that's fine. It is compatible. It will run. It just doesn't have as much zinc and phosphorus in it as that older formula had for that older Power Stroke engine. So I would continue to run that, but you're not going to be able to find CI4 Plus by itself, that's the maximum rating that the oil carries in many places. But if you're looking for a high-quality synthetic that is still limited to CI4 Plus rating, AMSO carries that. It's called Heavy Duty Diesel and Marine Engine Oil. Excellent oil for those diesels. Now, coming forward, the new AMSO Max Protection diesel oil that is CK4 rated, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is where you could use CK4 to cover the CI4 Plus and not be worried about it, because in this AMSO Max Protection oil, you just have to read the information on it. It has 6 times the protection quality by a Detroit diesel measurement that was created as a standard. And that standard, let's say, is 1. Well, AMSO would be a 6. It has 6 times the protection that's required by the standard in this Max Protection oil. It is the most amazing formula they've come out with yet. And you just can't beat it. It is bulletproof. Incredible formulation that's been put together, and it's one of the best oils that AMSO's ever produced, and it's in their new CK4 rated diesel engine oil. So I know I spent a little extra time on that, but if you really want to know something about that diesel particulate filter, go to YouTube, type in Dan Watson, look at my YouTubes that are available, and you'll find one that has been viewed thousands of times. And it's about the diesel particulate filter system. That's it for me, Dan Watson.
Great job as usual, my friend. Talk with you next week, same time, same place. Email up for your questions, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Dan Watson at TheLubePage.com. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.